Blog Talk Radio.
Feel so all alone.
It's like you know the pain I felt within. You give me hope to rise again, to hear you sing. You are my one escape, my moment of freedom, a voice that heals my pain. You make the difference to my day. There's hope in every word you say. You see the smile that's on my face comes from within because of you. You are the one that keeps me safe. And all lonely times have been always on you. I can't depend. Your music's been my lifelong friend. So close within. Sometimes it's hard to see the light, but the warmth of the way you say gives me some hope tonight to believe that I will heal with time. It took so long to reach this place, but now I know I'll be alright to hear you sing. You are my one escape, my moment of freedom, the voice that heals my pain. You make the difference to my day. There's hope in every word you say. You see the smile that's on my face comes from within because of you. You are the one that keeps me safe. And all lonely times have been always on you. I can't depend. Your music's been my lifelong friend. Cause you make me feel like I've never been alone. You make the difference to my day. There's hope in every word you say. You see the smile that's on my face comes from within because of you. You are the one that keeps me sane. And all lonely times have been always on you. I can't depend. Your music's been my lifelong friend. You make the difference to my day. There's hope in every word you say. You see the smile that's on my face comes from within because of you. You are the one that keeps me sane. And all lonely times have been always on you. I can't depend. Your music's been my lifelong friend.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in. The doors are open. I've got the coffee on. I've got tea on. I've got green juice smoothies on. How are you this morning? It is getting hot here in Las Vegas, and it's one of those times when it's like, man, how do we survive this heat? I think my 4 years here, I'm starting to learn to maneuver this high temps in the summertime, and I do have to get out this afternoon. I've got some topics I want to talk about, going back and forth which one I want to talk about, but maybe I can blend them all together. I hope you're doing well this Saturday morning. I'm going to bring you a variety of musical flavors from all over the world. Today I started out the show with Sam Hankins with his piece, It's Okay. Going into Cashy Keegan with Lifelong Friend, and then my girl Promise Marks with So Blessed. I kind of had a theme going on as I chose these particular songs, because sometimes we just need to say to ourselves, it's okay. Sometimes we just need somebody else to say to us, it's okay. Don't know the direction that Sam was thinking when he titled this song, but it's okay, you know. I put up a post the other day that says, you know, it may not matter to you, but it matters to me, and that's all that matters. And sometimes it just really comes down to something as simple as that, you know, and to be okay with. I hope that we all have somebody in our life that is a true, true friend, somebody who loves us through the good, bad, and the ugly of life, or who we are, somebody who is just there, somebody to have a conversation with, somebody to hold your hand, somebody to just sit in the quiet, and you just know that you're loved, you know. I think we all need a lifelong friend, and I'm so very blessed to have my god sister in my life. She's been in my life my whole life. We've been together more than 55 years, and we're in our 60s now, and so I'm very, very blessed. She came down to Las Vegas. It's been two weekends now, and I was so excited to see her. We talk all the time, almost every day, but just to see her in person, see her face and everything, there's just nothing like a lifelong friend. And then sometimes we have to just sit back. Despite the challenges we faced in our life, we have to sit back and say, I'm so blessed, There's so many blessings that comes our way that maybe are so simple and we take for granted. The first thing is just taking that first breath and opening up our eyes in the morning. That's a blessing. Challenges that we go through, the thing is we get through them. How many challenges have we had in our life that we have gotten through? We get through them. And so we are blessed. We are so blessed. And there are people that probably look at our lives and say, man, I wish we had that life. They may not understand and know the challenges that we actually face, but so much comes in play in how we choose to maneuver life and what we portray to others. And even with the challenges that we face, if we can let the God out, if we can let the God out, let God shine through us. You're going to hear me speak on that. I am a Christian. I have a strong, strong faith in God. And, it's just something that is a part of who I am and why I am the person that I am. So I welcome you to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I talk about things that come to mind. I drink coffee, tea, like this morning. I've actually got some tea going on over here and a green juice smoothie. And, going to play some great, great music for you. And I want to talk about health and wellness and how do you experience art. And I think there's a way of kind of blending it all together. Let me scroll down this list and see what music I can play for you. What direction do I want to go? I'm going to play this piece. I love the flavor of this man's music. His name is Dave Schecker, and I'm going to play Love.
I've got you and you've got me. We've got everything we'll ever need. Somewhere to run when cold and scared. When you need some warmth to know it's always there. Somewhere to hide and find security. Knowing you belong, a place to rest in peace.
Y'all ever been in that place where you don't know where your home is? You're gonna be able to find it. You know what I'm saying? BK. Five Star Production. Ah.
Where are my friends at? I had so many at first, but then I changed that, and I can't go back. Cause what I found is that they really weren't for me. Took advantage of the opportunities that they could see in me. And when I needed some help, who did I call? Nobody was around for me to grieve when I began to fall. I sat alone in the studio I built with guilt. A bottle open so I didn't have to fear what's real. Solitude took control of my brain, and every day was just a day of pain I couldn't escape. Couldn't relate to anything, the darkness and hate. And I could feel myself running away, no more words to say. And all the notes today come from what I fear. If I disappear, who gon' show love and who gon' miss me here? Who gon' show support now so I can stand? Provide a safe place for me and understand.
Sarah, a place for me where I can go without looking through a window.
Sarah,
a place for me that I call home, where I never have to be alone.
Dead who? I don't know who that is. The man that used to make me laugh and knew that with two other kids. Didn't listen to me, we're reunited. Try to speak up on my feelings. All that happened was we started fighting. His temper frightening. All I can remember, flaring up was easy breezy. Hard part for me was staying centered. I couldn't look at his face without the seeing mind. Hard to find solutions when the problems never recognized. He never gave the time, he never came for me. He made decisions and I followed making mine for me. But sometimes when I really look inside, I find a little piece of why I cry. I'm dying inside. There is no question that he'll always be my dad. But to be a real father takes finesse that he will never have. And I ain't headed back, gotta push ahead. When I need the help from him, I look within and fall apart again.
There's a place for me where I can go without looking through a window.
There's
a place for me that I call home, where I never have to be alone.
It's hard to stay with me, believe me, I know. Nights are cold, day the sunshine, and then the time unfolds. Such a split personality in me. Effects are going after this dream, fighting insanity. Or can it be that who I am is not enough? Stuck behind the truth, getting back up is rough. Ugh. I've seen this road so many times. I could walk a blindfolded with a cloth around my eyes. That's no lie. The back of my hand, hoping to stand and rise to new heights as I settle into who I am. If it happens, let it be. But I just can't see past a single minute of the day, but that's just me. Where will all this talent lead? I feel like everybody walks away the moment. What I have to say is deep. What if this emptiness is me? Does that mean I can't achieve all of the fullness that I need?
Is there a place for me where I can go
anywhere
without looking through a window?
Is there a place
for me that I call home?
Where
I never have to be alone.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I take the opportunity to talk about a subject that's on my heart, play some great indie music, have some coffee with you. I'm having tea this morning, and just welcome you into my internet space and share, you know, a few hours with you every Saturday. This is my favorite place to be, and I was thinking about, why does this feel so good? Why does this feel so safe? And I think it's just because it kind of reminds me of home when I had my coffee house, Flava Coffee House, which is the foundation of everything that I do. That's where Lady Flava was birthed. I think it's my passion for indie music, and I get to share that with people all over the world. And then I'm a talker. I have things that I like to talk about, ideas, concepts, feelings, whatever it is. And this is where I take the opportunity to just, you know, share what comes to my heart. So today, you know, it's around, you know, arts and entertainment, which is my favorite subject. And another favorite subject is health and wellness. And how does this all kind of blend in and work together? But in this last set, you heard me play Dave Schecker with his piece Love, L-O-V-E, going into BK, A Place for Me, and then an amazing talent out of Detroit, Melvin Chenault, with Wrong, featuring another great talent, Brian O'Neill. But I hope you're doing well. I'm down here in Las Vegas, and the temps are starting to rise, and, you know, having to plot and plan how you maneuver outside and all of that good stuff. You know, this is one of those places you have to have air conditioning. You just do. You have to have air conditioning. But kind of getting to the subject that I want to talk about and why I want to talk about it. I've been thinking about health and wellness, and it's something that's been on my mind for many, many years. And it's been on my mind since I've been in Las Vegas. It's been 4 years in May that I moved here. Several people that I know have had some health issues since I moved here. And, you know, there have been some people who have passed. And, you know, COVID took a toll on many, many people. Many people, I still think, even for myself, that I suffer some issues around when I had COVID. And I hear that it can take a while. You know, luckily I didn't have a severe case. But I still believe that I feel some side effects from it. You know, and so it makes me think about, you know, why do we wait until something happens to really be mindful of our health? With COVID, it appears that people who have had some underlying health concerns were affected harder than those that, I guess I could say, are healthier when it comes to their body. And so, you know, sometimes I think about the fact that if I really understood how life choices were going to affect me as I got older, maybe I would have made some different decisions when I was younger. But honestly, I've lived a pretty healthy lifestyle, you know. And definitely as I've aged and all, and with my daughters back home, daddy being open to, you know, trying new things, you know, we kind of embarked on exploring a healthier way of eating. Definitely water has been a part of our lives. We rarely drank soda. It's, you know, as we got older, my daughters got older, soda was not something that was really a part of our daily, you know, consumption. But I just think more, what could I have done differently? The bad thing is that for many, many years of my life, which is something that runs in my family on both sides, is arthritis. And I got arthritis in both of my knees. The blessing is in 2016, I had double knee replacements. So I have two new knees, which is amazing. But now it's time to really, really focus on getting the weight off and why the weight's not coming off and this and that. So as I've witnessed some loved ones with health issues and with some dear people who have passed away due to health issues, it makes me say, you know what, it's time to step up and really, really find out what's going on with your health, and then taking the real needed steps to try to, you know, reverse those things. And so I went and got my eyes checked the other day. You know, they're actually not doing too bad, but there's a slight cataract starting to form over my left eye, and there's a beginning of a bleed in my eye, which could be due to high blood pressure. So today, after the radio show, I am going to meet a new doctor. I'm hoping that I really like her, because the last doctor that I was seeing here in Vegas, I did not like. So I'm hoping this doctor I like, she came to me very highly recommended, and, you know, get back on probably some high blood pressure medicine and have some blood work done. And just see, you know, what's going on with me. And then taking the steps again to decide what, you know, I need to do in the most natural way as possible, because I am not big on taking pharmaceuticals to get my health right. You know, while I feel pretty good. I feel pretty healthy. I do want to talk to her about the lump in my breast to kind of help, you know, me make a decision how to deal with that. Of course, the breast doctor wants me to have it removed. It has not changed. It has not grown. And so, you know, I just been thinking about this, you know, like, what can I do to be a healthier person? I live a pretty healthy lifestyle. Prayer and meditation in the morning and at night. I exercise every day. I drink green smoothies. I keep my world, my home, very, very calm. Very, very calm. And, you know, I know myself well. I know when, you know, I'm in a space and a place where it's not good for me, and I know how to remove myself, or I know how to work through it. But still, you know, I think there's always something that we can do that will help us to be a healthier person. And when I think about health, I think about mind, body, and spirit. I think it all kind of comes together. You know, when our spirit is not healthy, you know, when our mind is not healthy, it can manifest things in our bodies too. You know, so I think about that. Music is a tool for me that helps just kind of help my mood, can calm me down, that can, you know, energize my spirit, take me a place where I need to own some feelings, take me out of a place to redirect my feelings. Music is powerful. Also, when I look at the art around my place and when I go places, you know, visual art has a way of affecting our lives and, you know, helping us go into a different place. Or, you know, even when you like to go to a movie and like to be scared, or there's drama taking place or whatever, it's kind of a way of like taking us somewhere else in a moment, you know, for the entertainment purpose. So for me, art is something that's healthy, something that's good, something that is a blessing. And I can't even imagine what life would be like without art. But I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues last night, and I thought about it after I hung up. You know, why do I experience art the way that I do? And I think that I experience art differently than a lot of people. If you have followed me, you know that I'm an empath. And an empath is somebody that absorbs energies, can feel energies, emotions are felt deeply, highly sensitive. We may react in a way stronger than other people. And so I was thinking about when I go to shows, I'm always paying attention to what the whole situation is about, from how the room is to the setup of the stage, the placement of the musicians, what the musicians are wearing, what the facial expressions, the body language, the energy that's brought, how the crowd is reacting. Are there things taking place that are distracting? I'm noticing things that probably most people when they go to a show are not paying attention to. And I'm not sure why I'm like that, but I'm just now wondering, is that because I'm an empath and we're in tune to so much more than a lot of people? And we feel things and we see things and we're aware of things on a higher level than some people. Have you ever been around somebody who just has a dark energy and you're like, why don't other people feel it too? I think that's because there are certain people who can feel certain things and others just don't. And it doesn't mean anything good or bad. It just means that we're all made up in different ways, you know? So, I think that I experience art different. What I look for when I see something visual might be different than what other people, you know, look for. When I read a book, what do I gravitate towards in a book? When I watch a movie, what captures my attention? Is the music? Is the voice? Voice is really important to me. How somebody sounds, how they talk, the inflections that they use. Voice is really important to me. So I just thought I would put that out there. You know, how do you experience art? And does art play a role in your health and wellness? You know, and how well are you taking care of yourself? How aware are you in how your health is? And then if you are aware, are you taking steps, you know, to try to bring yourself into a healthier place, you know, when it comes to your mind, body, and spirit? Just something that I'm thinking about. So I know I've been talking and talking, but it's something that's kind of weighing on my mind. And I'm going to jump back into playing some more music, and then maybe I will share with you one of the things that has touched me in this past week. So let me scroll down the list. I'm going to play this piece, and this is a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine and colleague and business partner. He's somebody who's very important to me in my life and has been for a long, long time. He blessed my soul. He blessed my daddy with this piece called Koshi. That was my dear, dear friend, Mark Van Claggett, my business partner, my colleague, and someone I love so very much. He honored my daddy with this particular song on his album called The Night. So you need to check it out. It is a beautiful, beautiful project. But Mark, I'm so grateful, you know, and all the things that you've done throughout the years that I've known you, but this is a great honoring of my daddy, and I appreciate that. You know, sometimes people come into your life and bless you in different ways that you would never even see coming. And last weekend, we lost somebody very, very special. Robert Gordy Jr. passed away. And after I did my radio show, I found out and, of course, cried, thought about the times that I've spent with him, the pictures that I took, you know, the opportunities that I had, you know, to go places with him, places that I ran into him, you know, throughout Vegas, and the times when he stepped up for Motown and the Gordy family and, you know, spoke in their behalf, could tell the history of Motown, could tell the history of the family. And I always called him the historian, you know, because he knew the information. It was like something that came so natural to him, so natural. He could just speak on it. And so many times I saw him on the news station, and he and his cousin Sherry Gordy, you know, representing the family, and anyway, I am overwhelmingly sad, you know, to just realize that he is no longer here. I cannot imagine the grief that Sherry and the rest of the family are feeling. There have been losses, of course, time that I've lived here in Las Vegas that the family has, you know, encountered and all. But there's something about this particular loss of Robert Gordy. He was just out and about in Las Vegas, you know, experiencing different shows, showing his support, you know, people wanting to take pictures with him, and he graciously doing it. He loved to take pictures when he was out and about. I have posted about his passing on LinkedIn, and somebody popped up. I don't know how he saw my post or whatever, but he knew Robert when they were young, in their early 20s at Motown, and he shared some stories with me over there about, you know, his years of being connected to Robert Gordy Jr. and all. And I think those type of stories are going to be coming out. You know, pictures are popping up all over the internet. People are sharing, you know, of Robert and their pictures with Robert and stuff. And so it just makes me think, you know, how music can bring people together from all over the world, from all walks of life. And sometimes we get the opportunity to experience some people who are a part of the industry and share moments with them and share stories with them and share pictures with them. And those are precious moments, you know. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have known Robert, to have spent time with Robert, and to share some experiences with Robert down here in Las Vegas. You know, so I think, you know, it's just one of the reasons why I think more and more and more, what does life mean? What does health and wellness, you know, look like for each individual? And how does art play a role in our lives? I think it all kind of comes together. I think it all comes together. You know, and having conversations with Mark and being able to share his music. And he's actually a visual art artist, and I didn't realize that he had created a page, you know, where he's just showing his visual art, which I'm so excited and proud to know that he's doing that. You know, people that you know. And if you know some creative souls that are doing some great, great things, share them. Share them with your network. Spread the word. You know, they're a gift from God. And we should want more people and more people to experience them around the world. And social media is the perfect place for that. I'm going to jump in to play some more music. And thank you for indulging me today. I'm just got a lot on my heart. And just want to express to you how much art means to me, how much health and wellness means to me, and how much all of you mean to me. So I'm going to play a piece called Hope by Arlo Parks.
Gets me higher than a 747. Turns me up to 11. Man, this must be heaven. I never doubt her loving for a second. For 2 to 3 babies and a wedding, I'm spending. Something's coming over me. I'm obsessing, head over feet.
You know life, it ain't always sunny days. But right now, I can't feel no rain on me. It would take so much hate for my smile to leave. Because I know the one I love, she loves me. She loves me.
She got me shooting like Peyton in the 90s. Everything's exciting, but she's the wave that I am riding. The thunder to my lightning, but she's the one and only cake that I am icing. Something's coming over me. I'm obsessing, head over feet.
You know life.
Because I know the one I love, she loves me. She loves me.
Love, 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 she loves me, alright. Love, 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 she loves me all night. Love, 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 she loves me just right.
Life, it ain't always sunny days, but right now I can't feel no rain on me.
It would take so much hate for my smile to leave, because I know the one I love, she loves me, she loves me.
Like stars in the sky, bottom of the sea. The way that you can be waiting for you is so amazing. It's a gift of tomorrow, the blessing of a breeze. The love that you have given me is so amazing. My stars in the sky, the bottom of the sea. The way that you can be waiting for you is so amazing.
baby girl. Take my thoughts so you can trust me with no fear. Let bygones be bygones.
Independent recording artist and actress Ivana Christie, the Georgia Peach, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you're listening to Indie Artist Music on Morning Coffee with Flava.
Uh-huh. It's emotional. I'm just emotional. It's emotional. Yeah, emotionally scarred. I'm emotionally barred. I'm emotionally far out. This what I'm about. Red eyes, hazy eyes. Got nothing to the skies. Gun mask and clean like glass. See my eyes. Yeah, focused on the movement. Daily improvement. And psycho wanna be worldwide like Michael. With lyrics to decipher. Talk with lifers, spark fire to ignite us. Got a place on the planet, strong like granite. Human black man, damn it, I demand it. America is on comparing you for trickery and deceit. Billionaires and state of police, land of the streets. Yo, how about pavement with no enslavement or sacrifice where you get the fair price? Yo, my life is cast red embedded. I'm two-headed at the century mark, I start to dread it. No regret it, it's emotional. I'm just emotional. I refuse to be a victim, get into a prison. I like to be free, it's the MC in me. Yeah, gotta do damage while cool and self-manage. My balance help me with my talents. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know it's a gift, so I use to uplift. Yeah, I break you in the dice game with two remain. But the spirit is to give it. At least that's how I talk, so I live it. Yeah, I like the finer things. So sometimes I might sheen like an afro growing. I be knowing and learning, still looking for advice. Yo, this is my life, yeah, emotional. I say, this is my life, yeah. It's emotional.
Good morning, good afternoon. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to great indie music on Morning Coffee with Flava. I came to the show with a lot of things, I guess, on my heart that I wanted to talk about, and I talked. So I decided I needed to just really play some music just so that I don't overwhelm you with my thoughts this morning. So in this last set, I played Arlo Parks with Hope. Going into Alan Stone with Sunny Days, Bashari Assad with So Amazing, Tess Henley with Daydreaming, Antonio Ferraro with One Solution, Nuwambe with Heaven, and My Family Black Stacks with their new track, Emotional. I hope you're doing well. No matter where you are in the United States or around the world, I hope that you have something in your life that you can just say, I am so blessed, going back to Promise Mark's song. I hope you feel so blessed. Another thing is that I hope is that you're taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. It is so important. It is so important. And I think that every day there is something that we can purposely do that becomes such a habit that it's just second nature to do it. Walking, moving, dancing, drinking water, changing our eating habits, eating more, you know, raw fruits and vegetables, nuts, multigrain, just being more mindful of what we consume into our body and being more mindful of what we consume into our heart and soul and our mind. The messages, the people that we're exposed to, they play such a role in how we experience life. So be mindful of that. And as you're doing all of that, think about art. Think about why it matters to you. Think about what you're gravitating towards when it comes to what you watch on TV or YouTube, to what you look at in visual art, to the textures of the clothes and the colors of the clothes that you wear, to the music that moves your spirit or makes you dance or calms you down. You know, think about art and then think about the people who create it. And if you're really, really loving and appreciating something, let that creative soul know. Let them know. Let them know how it matters to you. Spread the word and tell other people about the people that you experience and why you appreciate the creativity that they've brought into your world and how it matters. Think about that, because that can make all the difference in the world. I got my heart is full this morning, but it's not a bad thing. It's just a reflective thing, and it's something that I'm just thinking about. Taking care of my mind, body, and spirit is something that is so important to me, and I'm stepping out right now and just making sure that my health is okay, and finding out if there's things that I need to do to become a healthier me, to know it. I need to know it. I don't need to hide and ignore anything. I need to know it. So I'm going to the doctor today. I got my eyes checked the other day, got new glasses on the way, realized that I've got some issues in my left eye, but I'm going to handle it. I'm going to handle it. So I'm going to scroll down my list, play some more music for you, and try to not overwhelm you with what's going on within me right now. I'm going to play Smile by Queen Aries.
Smile for me. I love you, smile.
Smile.
stars is what I see when I'm with you. Nothing can compare to the things you do. Nothing they can say make me go away. Baby girl, my love is here to stay. So lay.
You're my man. One he loves to protect you.
You have been listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I come every Saturday morning and just play a variety of independent music for you from here in Las Vegas where I live, back home in Seattle where I am from, across the United States and even around the globe. I am extremely blessed to be able to bless some amazing talents as they bless me and hopefully you as I play them on the radio airwaves. I hope you are doing well today. I hope you are in a space where you are feeling love and hopeful and can smile from the inside out. I hope that your health is well. And if there's some challenges, please check in to see what's going on. Please check in with a doctor. Don't ignore the signs. Please don't ignore the signs. Sometimes we can nip things in the bud if we catch it soon enough. So don't ignore the signs. Be mindful of the people that you're around. Please come together with people that are feeding your mind and your spirit in a healthy, healthy way. Be mindful of the food that you eat and the drinks that you consume. Make sure that they're healthy, you know, and nutritious. Move, move, take deep breaths, move your legs, move your body, move your arms, dance, Dance is an amazing form of exercise. Dance and just, you know, experience the beauty around you. Experience art of all art forms and just take it in. Share it with others and just find those ways and those places and the means to just enjoy life. It's a place that I'm getting to and just growing into a better, healthier me. You know, I'm very, very self-aware and I know what works for me and what doesn't. Sometimes I'm stubborn and I stick it out wanting to hopefully experience an amazing outcome. You know, sometimes you just have to learn to step back and step away, you know, from places and people and things, you know, that just aren't feeling right in that moment. And so, you know, I do believe in being able to go through the good times and the bad times with people that you love. I believe in that, you know, but sometimes those bad times just overpower you and it's like, is this a good place for me to be? And so that's something I think we all have to be honest with ourselves, you know, in what we allow to come into our lives. It's so easy to blame other people, right? But it's up to us. You know, we have choices in what we're exposed to. We have the opportunity to say, okay, this works for me and this doesn't work for me. And then we make that decision of what we need to do, you know, in those particular situations and circumstances. So much is up to us, but we give our power away to other people. And I think it's time to take our own power back. It's up to us in how we react to everything that we experience in life. And I'm being more mindful of that as I get older and as the cloud lifts off of me. I have to own my own stuff. And trust and believe, I got stuff to own. I got stuff to own. But I want to be a better person. I want to be a better me. I want to be healthier. I want to have my eyes open and just be able to see and hear and feel the beauty of the art that's around me. And sometimes I think when we are in a dark space and there's a cloud over us, experience life to its fullest, you know? And more, we are reminded that tomorrow is not promised. So never, never take life for granted. Never take your blessings for granted. There's always something to be thankful for, but take control. Even if it just starts today, take control of what you can do to better who you are and what's taking place in your own world. And hopefully in you doing so, excuse me, you can be a light for someone else. You know, action is powerful when people see, you know, you're doing some things to better your world. It might make them say, huh, you know what? If that person can do it, I can too, right? You just never know how, you know, what you do in your own world can influence somebody else in how they experience life or what they could do better for themselves, be a blessing to someone else. I'm actually going to sign out here. I'm going to get ready to head to the doctor and check out my health and get out and handle some things and come back and work on some Lady Flavor projects. I'm really, really excited. I'm learning some new things. And once I get this mastered, then I'm going to be out there full force in doing a project that I'm really, really excited about. So take care. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning into this show today live and in the archives. I appreciate you. You make this worthwhile for me to be here. This is something I love, and I hope that you can feel it when you hear my voice and through the music that I play and the topics that I talk about. If you want to be heard on Flavors Lounge Radio, get at me at flavorslounge@gmail.com. For music, I want high-quality MP3s. I want to know your artist name. I want to know where you're from. I want to know something about you. So send me an artist bio. And you know what? Add on to it where you found me at. Did you find me on Blog Talk? Did you find me on Instagram? You know, where did you find me? Let me know, okay? But take care. God bless. And we'll see you next Saturday at Morning Coffee with Flava on Flava's Lounge Radio.